This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Well, we finally made it to Election Day. It's been a long haul, hasn't it? We're going to take a break from politics this morning, kick back a little, and talk beer. You see, craft beer, the stuff made in small batches, is enjoying a golden age. Both the number of breweries and varieties of beer are multiplying like rabbits, and Colorado is at the center of the action. So today, a trio of stories from CPR's Zachary Barr about craft beer. This is a $450 million industry in Colorado, and Zach, a tough project, I imagine, for you to have worked on.
Finally. It's been finally.
Lobbying your editors to do this. Where are you going to take us?
To a few places. One is a barn in Lyons, Colorado. This is where a big new trend in the craft beer industry got its start.
What trend?
Could I hold off and tell you a little later?
Sure, okay.
Yeah, hang tight. It's coming up.
Where else are we going then?
We'll also go to Boulder, to the Brewers Association, the national headquarters for craft brewers.
Yeah, I mean, this is an explosion in popularity and interest. And wherever you go, you can get 10 to 20 different kinds of locally or regionally made craft beers.
But let's start in Fort Collins, which has 11 craft breweries and more opening soon. And the way many of these entrepreneurs in Fort Collins are thinking about beer, it's straight out of the world of fine wine. They're brewing it for earthy undertones or fruity overtones. And so it follows that a single bottle of beer can now cost as much as a bottle of wine. So let's go to Fort Collins, where I'm on a mission to find the most expensive beer in town, and perhaps
hey,
in the state.
Zach, I'm Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hey.
Colin?
Yeah.
Hey, Shannon and Colin Westcott are the owners of Equinox Brewing. They opened a couple of years ago in downtown Fort Collins. Equinox is a bar, but it feels a lot more like a coffee shop. It closes early. There are board games and homemade sodas for kids, and not a single television or sports pennant on the walls.
Okay, these are all of our taps. We have 11 taps over here. Then we added this section over here with 5 because we needed more beers.
All the beer is made right here, out in the back, and it costs $5 a pint. But each year they bottle a special brew that costs more.
We're just getting ready to bottle this year's barley wine, the 2012 barley wine, on Friday. The labels have to be put on by hand, we fill them by hand. Everything's done meticulously, but also labor-intensively.
Colin says this special kind of beer is actually like wine, in that it gets better with age.
So people can put them in the cellar, they can age them if they'd like to, and it's just a special thing that we do.
And how many do you make?
The first year we did 20 cases, last year we did 40, and this year we're going to do 60. Keeps selling out faster and faster, so we kind of want to make sure everybody gets a chance to buy some if they want some.
And how much does it cost?
It's $10 for a 500 milliliter bottle, which is about 17 ounces.
I don't know if $10 sounds like a lot to you, but consider, for that price, you can buy a dozen Budweisers. Up the road, I meet Brad Lincoln at Funkworks, another brewery that sells high-end beer in bottles.
So this is the brew house here, and you can see the auger comes in and drops all the grain into this mash kettle.
Brad's giving us a tour of his new brewery.
This is CO2 bubbling off from the fermentation of the liquid, the sweet liquid. For those that don't know, beer is pretty much fermented malt.
Funkworks makes Belgian-style beers.
They are very complex, having a lot of fruity and spicy aromas, and we kind of go a little bit more towards the spicy side, specifically with the Saison.
The Saison is this brewery's top seller. It costs $10, but I could spend as much as $15 on other types.
It's delicious. It's worth it.
Levi Gose is from Laramie, Wyoming. He's spending nearly $50 on 4 bottles.
I got some friends who don't get to experience this beer, and I figure it's they need to.
And if Levi wants to spend even more, he could visit my next stop, Odell Brewing Company.
So I'm on a search for the most expensive beer in Fort Collins.
I think you found it.
That's Brent Cordell, Odell's manager of Pilot Beers. We're walking into a room called the Barrel Cellar. Experimental beers age in oak barrels stacked 2 stories high.
It's good. It's like another level of flavors that you can get from the oak.
These beers are so special, Brent isolates them from all the others.
We don't want them next to each other because they're going to potentially infect each other, so we keep the clean beers outside of this barrel room, but this is our wild beer cellar.
Meaning that like the odor from the regular beer could actually permeate the fancy beer.
Exactly. Yep.
The most expensive among these barrel-aged beers is called Woodcut No. 6.
Oh, Woodcut 6.
Brent uncorks a bottle for us to try.
I love that sound.
Brent pours the beer into, what else? Specially designed glasses. He sniffs and swirls the beer before tasting it.
Really like the tropical flavors you get of papaya and guava and coconut.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And to this novice, I'll admit, yeah, it's pretty tasty. But how much?
$24.99 shelf.
Excuse me?
Per bottle.
That's one bottle.
One bottle, $24.99.
And at that price, Odell expects to quickly sell out this year's batch, all 7,000 bottles.
A testament to the market for craft beer, Zach.
Indeed. The industry's enjoying a huge growth spurt. Its sales have doubled over the past 5 years. I learned this from visiting the Brewers Association. It's the national advocacy group for craft brewers in Boulder. I sat down with one of its leaders, Julia Herz, and I asked her to describe Colorado's place in the national craft beer scene.
You have many pockets in the U.S. that have advanced what I would call an advanced beer culture. In the West, in the East, in the South now developing, and certainly in the middle of the country, and we are sitting in one of the hotbeds in Colorado.
So we're an advanced beer culture. That's where I live.
Yes, you like that. You're making me smile. It means more forward-thinking, not just drinking same beer brand every occasion. Different beers, different occasions, experimentation, just like you would eat different foods. And, you know, being interested in who produces the brands that you enjoy and touring the facilities that make the craft beers that you enjoy. So just being more in touch with what you are enjoying on the beer side.
How does craft beer's popularity in Colorado compare with its popularity nationally?
There's about 2,100 breweries in the United States. 97% of those, or a little over 2,000, are considered craft brewers, meaning small and independent producers. And then if you start to look on the state level, California has the largest number of breweries, 200+. Colorado has about 160 breweries, with many more in planning.
And so among the breweries that are already open and slated to open in Colorado, where are the hot spots? Where is this happening?
In Colorado, all you have to do is go down the street usually. I mean, we all know, being residents, that we have, you know, urban and rural area. And more rural, you're not going to have as many businesses. But even southern Colorado's got crazy great things going on. Elevation Brewing Company just opened up in southern Colorado. You've got Pagosa Springs Brewing Company, Tony Simmons, doing crazy things in a very small little hot springs town. You've got Fort Collins is completely on fire with breweries. The whole Front Range, Fort Collins, down to Boulder, into Denver, into Colorado Springs, is really starting to pop and become a destination.
And so help us understand just what's going on. Like, just why is craft beer so popular right now?
We get asked the why is craft beer so popular weekly. Bottom line is we're coming down off of a challenged economy. But beer on the small producer level still held, not on the large brewer level. Large brewing is down. The top 10 brands for beer are down. The small brewers, though, the why? Because they have passion. They have innovation. It's also a localization of beer movement that I call it, including what we've done with food. Look at the slow food movement.
You're saying it's just part of the buy local movement.
Yeah, I call it trickle-up economics, and that trickle-up economics is, you know, is a part of the pull in the marketplace of beer lovers saying, I am going to buy local, and that has helped shift things on the business level and create more diversity in the marketplace for beer.
Julia, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
That was Julia Herz, the craft beer program director with the Brewers Association, which is based in Boulder. And if you're just joining us on this election day, we're taking a little break from politics and instead talking about beer. Okay, Zachary Barr, you promised us one more story on this subject.
Do you remember, Ryan, how a few minutes ago we heard about the small top-end market?
Yes, $25 a bottle.
Right, but of course the vast majority of craft beer sold costs much less, usually around $8 or $9 for a six-pack. And it used to be that brewers packaged these six-packs exclusively in bottles. But these days, thanks in large part to a Colorado company, these beers now come in aluminum cans. But this next story starts not with a can, but with a bottle. You see, when microbrewed beer became popular in the 1980s and 90s, it came in a brown bottle. And then 10 years ago, Dale Kotechis had a dream to be the first small brewer to put beer in a can.
The biggest fear was that the customer felt like bad beer comes in cans and it tastes like metal.
But first, a more immediate dilemma. The minimum order from the can manufacturer was 5 million cans. So Dale found a company that would sell him just one truckload, about 150,000 cans.
We thought that we had just bought, if things went well, several years worth of cans.
And while beer behemoths such as Miller and Budweiser used automated machinery, smaller machines for smaller companies didn't exist. So Dale bought a simple hand-operated device. He set it on a picnic table inside a barn.
And we stood there, you know, two guys, you know, we had our hoodies on and it was freezing. This was late November 2002, and we were like kings of the world, you know?
And like that, craft beer was in cans, Dale's Pale Ale. But what about that stigma against the can? The same can that held the cheapest beer you could find back before you had kids, got fat, and started buying expensive beer. How'd they convince people like you that the can was back?
We went out into the market every single day as hard as we could, cracking open cans of beer and say, would you try my beer? What do you think?
People liked it. Dale's Pale Ale was a surprise hit, and others took notice.
We saw that people were really starting to look at canned beer. Not only is the quality of the product is just as good as bottles, but it's really cool.
Jesse Brookstein is packaging manager at Avery Brewing in Boulder. It's one of 179 craft brewers around the country now selling their product in cans, up from zero a decade ago. He says his brewery added cans because customers wanted them, but it made business sense too.
The materials are less expensive. The shipping is less expensive. It keeps all light out even better than a bottle, and they're great for hiking.
Today, Avery's canning line is filling cans of Ellie's Brown Ale. The cans shuffle around the small room on elevated tracks.
Hey, Lee, is everything okay with the cans there?
This kind of high-tech but small canning line is a new invention. Also new, can co-ops. They specialize in filling small can orders. These developments make the rise of craft beer in cans possible. But ultimately, it comes down to this. You're standing in the beer aisle. Bottles or cans?
I prefer the can, because most of the good beers now are being canned.
Mike McDowell's just pulled a 12-pack of Dale's Pale Ale off the shelf.
I like how it feels. I like how it drinks. I'm a can guy.
For emphasis, Mike raises his hand, firmly gripping an imaginary beer can. I'm Zachary Barr, Colorado Public Radio News.